This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley reinforced the U.S. position, abandoning the UN Human Rights Council in a fiery speech at the Heritage Foundation Wednesday. After the U.S. exit 1 month ago, Haley again blasted the organization, offering a litany of failings from Venezuela to the Congo. The council routinely sought to insert abortion as a right and allowed membership to established human rights abusers. Ambassador Haley said the council is the United Nations' greatest failure. Contrary to expectations, abortion-friendly Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring last week began to oppose in court a coalition suing the state over 5 pro-life laws. The Republican leader of the state House of Delegates had threatened to hire outside counsel. Virginia law makes violations like an abortion not done by a doctor or a second trimester abortion outside a hospital class 4 felonies, offering prison time from 1 to 4 years. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. A movie finally telling the story of 1973's Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade is filmed but still seeking crowdfunding. Producers Nick Loeb, John Voight, and Alveda King are openly telling how this story could reverse abortion policy in America. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.